This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book. So I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles with me, please, to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And when you get there, say amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, how I love Jesus. Are you there yet? Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Amen. Look at verse number 17. Verse number 17. The Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19 says, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses against them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Verse number 20 says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Do you all see that? We are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. For he hath made him, talking about Jesus, to be sin for us, talking about you and I, who knew no sin, talking about Jesus, so that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Amen? So this is part two of a message we started last week. And the message is called Becoming a Living Example. I know some of you were not here last week, but that's okay. I'm going to do a quick review. And if you also want to get this CD, you can order it from upstairs. And it is free of charge. Amen. So we found out last week that once we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we automatically became ambassadors for Christ. Just automatically. Just because we accepted Jesus. In other words, we received a promotion, I like to say. Amen? And I mentioned the fact that an ambassador is a high-ranking official that acts as a representative of a higher-ranking official in a foreign country. A high-ranking official who acts as a representative of a higher-ranking official in a foreign country. And the people in the foreign country will form an opinion of the ambassador and the high-ranking official that the ambassador represents, and the, I like to add this in there as well, and the country that the ambassador represents, based on what the ambassador say and what the ambassador do. In other words, based on the ambassador's sayings and the ambassador's doings or his action. Are you all still with me this morning? Amen. And as ambassadors for Christ, okay, because I mentioned that we are high officials because we are children of the Most High God. Are you all still with me? And as ambassadors for Christ, who is the higher official, are you all still with me? Amen. The foreign country that we represent Jesus in is the world. Now, some of y'all may ask, well, why is the world a foreign country? Well, the reason why I say that the world is a foreign country to us, because the Bible tells us in Philippians chapter 3 that as children of the Most High God, we are citizens of the kingdom. In other words, our citizenship is in heaven. Are y'all still with me? So although we live in this world, we are not of this world. Are y'all still with me this morning? We found out that last week in John chapter 15, and we found out the same thing in John chapter 17, that although we are in this world, once we accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, now we are not of this world. We became citizens of the kingdom. Amen. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. And as Christians, our citizenship being from heaven, that means that we have a new way of life, okay? We have a new way of life. We should live to be an example of our higher authority, who is Jesus Christ. Y'all still with me? We should be a living example of Christ here on this world, in this world. Because there are so many people who live in this world who do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, who do not know what they can have through Jesus. And the only way they're going to find out is through Christians. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen, amen, amen. And the priority for Christians, for us who are citizens of the kingdom, now shouldn't be worldly living, but it should be kingdom living. We should be telling people and teaching people what kingdom living is all about. Listen, not just by what we say, but also by what we do. Because, I mean, you know, one thing about Christians, and I'm one, so I can talk about us, we do a lot of talking. But how many of you know many of us don't do the walking? Are y'all still with me? You know, our focus now shouldn't be on worldly things, but we should be focused on living a life of victory, living a life of winning and not losing. And as ambassadors for Christ, we should be going out telling the world, talking about people who are not saved, how they can become a winner, how they can become the head and not the tail, how they can become above and not beneath. And not only should we be telling them, we should be showing them an example of how to do it. In other words, we should be a living example to the world to show them what they can have through Christ Jesus so they can come in and get some of the good stuff. Are y'all still with me? Amen, amen, amen. See, we have a new focus, and our focus is to seek heavenly things and not worldly things. But how many of you know, as an ambassador for Christ, if I continue to focus on the worldly things and not the heavenly things, then I'm no good. Listen to this, amen. I'm talking about me. I'm no good to God, and I'm no good to myself. In other words, I am acting as a failed ambassador. Why? Because as I said before, the people in the world will form an opinion of the ambassador, the higher authority that the ambassador represents, and the world that the ambassador represents based on what they say and what they do. And as Christians, the world that we should be representing is the kingdom of God. Have I lost anybody? Our focus should be different. I want you to go to Colossians chapter 3. We should have a brand new focus. Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. We are citizens of the kingdom. We need to go to the foreign world to tell them about Jesus. But not only should we tell them, we should show them based on how we live our life. Anybody disagree with that this morning? Are you at Colossians chapter 3? Look at what the Bible says here. It says in verse 1, it says, if. Now, I don't know about your Bible, But the if in my Bible have the I and the F capitalized. Anybody else in the Bible have the I and the F capitalized? So let me just some emphasis right there in the word if. It says, if you then be risen with Christ. If. Now it says if. Because if we have not been risen with Christ, we can't do what the next verse tells us to do, or the next sentence tells us to do. But how many of you know that when Jesus died on the cross for us, and now he's seated on the right-hand side of the Father, and the Bible even tells us that as Christians, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Are y'all still with me? So that means as a child of God, although we are still living in this world, we was raised with Christ. But Pastor, I don't believe that. The Bible says that he and you in him, he's seated on the right-hand side of the Father. So the Bible asks us a question. It says, if then you've been risen with Christ, seek those things which are where? Heavenly things. Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Do you all see that? It says, set your affection. NIV says your mind. Set your affection on things where? Above, not on things of the earth. See, a lot of times when people say we are citizens of the kingdom, they just say, we're citizens of the kingdom. But what does that mean? Well, that means that we need to have a new way of living. Our focus should be in a different place. Our focus should be in the world, in the world system, trying to get over, trying to do this, trying to be men pleasers. Are y'all still with me? That's not our focus anymore. It used to be before we was promoted to be a high official. See, once you are a high official, you don't need to try to impress men anymore. You're already there. Are y'all still with me? So now, once again, the Bible says to set your affection on things above, not on things on the what? Earth. Well, why is the Bible telling us this? Well, the reason why the Bible is telling us this is because our citizenship is not on earth. It's in heaven. Look at what else it said. It says, for you are dead, and your life is hid with who? Christ in God. Your life is here where? Where is Christ? And that's why I told you were seated with Christ in heavenly places. And look at what else it says here. It says, now, it said, when Christ, who is our life, shall do what? Appear. It means he's coming back. Then shall you also appear with him in glory. Why? Because you are a citizen of the kingdom. And the Bible tells us in the Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, that we are waiting for the return of Jesus Christ. But notice what the Bible just said here. It said, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you appear with him in glory. But how many of you know that until that time comes, for those of you who are visiting, I walk a lot. I walk about 10 miles every church service. So don't be alarmed, please don't. So until that time comes, we need to be representing Jesus here on this earth. Yes, he's coming back for us, but until that time, we need to be true ambassadors for Jesus Christ here on this earth. That's what the Bible tells us that. And whether we are a good ambassador or not, once again, it's based on what we say and what people do see us doing. Because people will judge us based not just by what we say. Because people watch Christians all of the time. Listen, when you say you are a Christian, you got a red mark on you. The blood of Jesus. And everywhere you go, people will see your mark. And they say they're a Christian. I'm going to see. They told me I need to do this, and I need to sin. Because one thing that we can do as Christians, man, we can talk. and sound convincing at that. Are y'all still with me? We can sound convincing. I mean, the Lord will do this for you. People go through situations where all you need to do is just go to the Lord. And listen, and then they go through the situation and they don't go to the Lord. That's crazy. I'm talking about Christ. I'm talking about me. I'm talking about myself, Christian. Listen to this. Christians will invite people to church and then they don't even show up. You need to go to the house of the Lord. They don't even show up. I'm just telling you the truth. Jesus says we shall know the truth, and the truth shall make us what? Free. People don't like the truth. They don't like the truth. See, we are the only Jesus that the world will see until he comes back. Are y'all still with me? And once again, as ambassadors of Christ, people will form an opinion on us and Jesus and the Christian world or the kingdom of God based on what we say out of our mouth and based on what they see us doing. Yeah, they say this. I'm going to watch and see what they do. It happens all the time. See? But what happens is that we get so wrapped up in the world that we, you know, the Bible says we need to always be on alert. Jesus told the disciples to do what? Watch and what? Pray. That wasn't just for the disciples. We need to be watching also. Because Satan is trying to get up in there to make Christians look bad. Because listen to this. For people who don't know Jesus, if we look bad, they're going to think Jesus is bad. That's why people don't come to Jesus, because they don't know him. The only Jesus they know is what they see. Are y'all still with me? You know, people, even Christians, we even tell God what we're going to do, and we don't do it. Lord, this year, 2021, I'm going to change how I do things, Lord. I'm going to be more dedicated to you. I'm going to study my word, God. I'm going to pray more. God, I just love you, Jesus. I mean, we do that. Don't we do that? Especially at the beginning of the year. This year, Lord, I'm going to be more involved. Your word says, draw nearer to you, and you will draw nearer to me, God. We do this, we do it all the time. And God be like, okay. I mean, you already know we're not going to do it. But how many of you know we have to be careful, because if we say we're going to do something, people expect us to do it. If we tell God we're going to do something and we're not going to do it, then we shouldn't tell him. Well, you know, he knows my heart. You know, you're lying. I mean, that's just the way it is. I mean, talk is cheap. You know, the Lord would fix this for you. Well, he haven't fixed it for you, so what make you think he's going to fix it for me? And listen, I believe that's why a lot of Christians, we don't witness to people. We're not ambassadors, because we are afraid that they might ask us a question. Well, you know, if they don't, I know I'm a Christian. I'm saved by grace, but I'm not going to say anything around them, because they don't need to know I'm a Christian. Because if they do, they may ask me a question. Christian, we do it all the time. I mean, if we tell God things and don't do them, how much more we tell people things and then they don't see us doing them? The Bible says talk is cheap. I want you to go to Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Like I said, if you were not here last week, you know, we have the CDs. You know, we can make the CDs for you. They're free of charge. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. People tell God they're going to do things, they don't even do it. He already knows, but we shouldn't promise God anything that we're not going to do. People say, well, yeah, you know, I know they mean well, but y'all know what I always say about mean well. They're being mean well. Are y'all still with me this morning? Just trying to help us. Just trying to help us. Look at what the Bible says in chapter 5, verse 1. They said that the writer of Ecclesiastes is unknown. But I'm glad it's in here. Look at what it says. It says, keep thy foot, verse 1, when thou goest to the house of God. NIV says, guard your steps. And be ready to do what? Hear. Notice it didn't say be ready to talk. Because sometimes our mouth is what gets us in trouble. It said, be ready to hear, then to give the sacrifice of fools. For they consider not that they do evil. A lot of times we hear in this world doing all kinds of things and we think it's okay. No, it's not okay. Look at verse 2. It says, be not rash. King James says rash. NIV says quick. Be not quick, but mouth. And let not thine heart be hasty to utter anything before God. For God is in heaven and thou upon earth. Therefore, let thy words be few. It says, for a dream cometh through the multitude of business. In other words, when there are many cares. And a fool's voice is known of by multitude of what? Words. So Christians, we can run that mouth. Christians can talk. We can talk. Oh, we can go. We can go. But look what the Bible says. When you make a vow unto God, verse 4, defer not to pay it. In other words, don't tell God you're going to do something if you're not going to do. For he hath no pleasure in fools. It says, pay or fulfill that which thou hast vowed, a promise. If we say it, do it. If you're not going to do it, don't say it. It says, better is it that, verse 5, better is it that thou should not vow than that thou shouldst vow and not pay. Don't let your mouth cause your flesh to sin. Verse 6. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thine hand? It says, for in the multitude of dreams and many words, there are also divers vanities. Fear thou God. You know, another translation of this, you know what it says? I think it's the ASV, the American Standard Version, I believe. It says, talk is cheap. Talk is cheap. And the role of an ambassador is not just to talk. The role of an ambassador is also to do what the ambassador is telling someone else to do as it pertains to the Word of God. We have to be a living example. For those of you, I don't know if I said the title already. I believe I did, but it's called Becoming a Living Example. Okay. Not a talking example, but a living example. Are y'all still with me? Because to be a living example, we must follow in Jesus' footsteps. We must follow in his footsteps. If we talk the talk, we have to walk the walk. Jesus never said something that he didn't do. Everything Jesus said he was going to do, he did it. Everything that he said God would do, God did it. He never said something that he didn't do. Because the Bible tells us that Jesus Christ is our example. And as I told you before, you know, people in this world, they don't know who Jesus is. A lot of Look, it's sad to say, a lot of Christians don't even know who he is. They just accepted him just in case. Just in case. I don't want to go to hell, but just in case, just in Jesus, I'm accepting him. They don't know him. But people in the world, they don't know who Jesus is. Listen, they heard about him. They found out that he was Mary's boy. They even found out that Joseph is his father. They heard that he was born in a manger because there was no room in the inn. That's what they hear. They hear that he died for the sins of the world, but they don't change the name world and put their name in there to make it personal. I mean, they hear that Jesus Christ died on the cross, but they don't really know him. They don't know he died so we could be victorious. They don't know that he died so when we mess up, the blood washes our sins away. They don't know that he paid the penalty for sin. They don't know that when Jesus died on the cross, listen to this, he became the sin nature. See, when Adam and Eve sinned, man received the sin nature. In other words, we couldn't do right even if we wanted to. There was no one to wash our sins away, so God sent Jesus. And when Jesus died on the cross, the Bible says, that's what we saw in 2 Corinthians 5:21, so that God made him to be sin. See, one thing a lot of people don't realize is this, that when Jesus Christ died on the cross, he did not, there's a point in time where let me say this so I make sure we understand this. There's a point in time where, yeah, he was Jesus on the cross, but he became sin on the cross. He became that sin nature that we received based on Adam and Eve's sin. And when Jesus died on the cross, that was God's way of saying, I am destroying the sin nature or the Satan nature. And that's why the Bible tells us we must be born again. But if Jesus Christ had never died on the cross, if he had never became sin for us who knew no sin, so that we may be made the righteousness of God in him, then we would still be out there lost in this world. But the Bible says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Y'all still with me? That means that it doesn't matter how long you have been saved, you are important to God. Listen, whether you have a church title or not, you are a high official, and God is using you to tell everybody else to come on into Jesus Christ's life. But as Christians, a lot of us only care about ourselves. I got mine, you get your own. No. That's not God's way. As Christians, we should be living examples of Jesus. Not just on Sunday, but every day. Because this what we automatically became when we accepted Jesus, ambassadors for Christ. We should be doing the same thing that Jesus did when he walked the earth, telling people about the kingdom and kingdom living. Are you all still with me? I want you to go to 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. Jesus never said anything that he didn't do. 1 Peter chapter 2. Are y'all still with me? What a mighty God we serve. So a lot of people just don't know. They just don't know who they have in Christ Jesus. And a lot of people don't know because Sad to say, this is, I believe this, it may not be true, I believe that many churches don't teach them. I know the ones I grew up in didn't teach me anything. The only thing they told me was if I don't do right, I'm going to hell. I already knew that. But see, the church have become so theatrical that we fail to teach people the Word of God. Yes, it's okay to have fun. It's okay to sing, dance, shout, you know, speak in tongues, fly through the air with the greatest of ease. It's okay to do that. But how many of you know, Satan is not going to mess with you when you're in here. But when you get out there, now what? We need some substance. We need the Word of God. Not a good feeling. Not goosebumps. Satan don't care if you have goosebumps. He want to know how much Word do we know. And a lot of churches don't teach the Word anymore. They try to impress people. A lot of yelling and hollering and emotional. Ah, you go. That's right. And then when they get out, they don't know anything. And Satan come up with a big sludge hammer and hit them on the side of the head, and they don't know what to do. Father, you didn't help me. God's gonna say, I did. I gave you my word. I told you what to do, but you didn't listen to it. That's why we come to church, to get the word, get the word. So we face situations in life. We know what to do. Notice I say do. Not just say, but do. And then as ambassadors, someone else is going through some things out there, we can tell them based on the word. But we have to be a living example. We have to represent Christ. Because Jesus is our example. Are you all still with me? Where did I tell you to go? 1 Peter? Chapter 2? 2 Peter? Okay, let me find out where I told you to go. Amen. Some people say first, some say second. Amen. 1 Peter chapter 2. Amen. Somebody said 1 Peter. First Peter chapter 2. In 1 Peter chapter 2, they're talking here about respecting authority. Respecting authority. I want you to look at verse number 17. Talking about respecting authority. It's talking about the Christian way of life. People who are citizens of the kingdom, how we should live. It says in verse number 17, honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the who? The king. Do you all see that? It says, servants, be subject to your masters without fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward. Do y'all see that? Let me read that one more time, and then I'm going to move on. Servants, be subject to your masters without fear, not only to the good and gentle masters, but also to those mean rascals. Y'all still with me? It said, verse 19 said, for this is thankworthy. If a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. Verse 20 said, for what glory is it if when you be buffeted for your faults? I like the NIV. NIV says, but how is it to you, to your credit, if you receive a breaking for doing wrong things, but if you suffer for doing good and you endure it? Let me go back to King James. For what glory is it, verse 20, if when you be buffeted for your faults, you shall take it patiently, but if when you do well and suffer for it, you take it patiently? This is acceptable with God. Verse number 21 is what I really want you to concentrate on. It says, for even in this, were you called because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us a what? Do y'all see that? Leaving for us an example that you should follow his what? Steps. Leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. In other words, Jesus Christ is our example. And it's an example for us Christians who are citizens of the kingdom. We should be doing what Jesus did. And as I mentioned before, I have not seen anywhere in the Bible, and maybe you have. If you have, let me know, that way I can correct myself. But I have not seen anywhere in the Bible where Jesus said he was going to do something and he did not do it. Where he said something was going to happen and it did not happen. I've never seen it. And if we are ambassadors for Christ and we are telling people about Jesus, if we are talking their talk, we should be walking the walk. Are you all still with me? And I mentioned last week that the only way that we can do that, the way that we can be true ambassadors for Jesus, is that we must renew our mind and we must present our body a living sacrifice. That's the only way you can do it. And the only way we can renew our mind and present our body is by help from the Holy Spirit. That's the only way we can do it. Because the Holy Spirit is here to help us. And I mean, you know, sometimes many of us do not even let the helper help us. We tell the Holy Spirit, don't worry about the Holy Spirit, I got it. If God sent him back here to help us, that means we need some help. Bible calls him the Spirit of Truth. If there is a Spirit of Truth, there have to also be a Spirit of a lie. And we know the Bible tells us that Satan is a liar and the father of lies. Well, Pastor, why do you mention that? Because sometimes we may think that we are being the ambassador that God called us to be, or that we became by accepting Jesus, we might think. But how many, you know, many times we are deceiving our own selves. Deceiving our own selves. We're not following in Jesus' footsteps. We are doing a lot of saying, but we are not doing a lot of doing. And saying minus doing equals zero. Once again, the Bible tells us in 2 Peter 3:9, we don't have to go there, that it's not God's will that any shall perish. Or anyone. Okay? The Bible says anybody, talking about anyone, but that what? All shall come to repentance. The Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever in the world that believeth in him should not perish, but they should have the good life, the everlasting life, a life of abundance. Are you all still with me? As I said before, a lot of people don't know who he is. The only way they're going to know who he is through us. Looking at us, they're looking at Christians. The ones who call themselves Christians, they're looking at Christians. Matthew 28:19 tells us to go out into the world and teach the gospel to all nations. And many people are doing that. Once again, we are telling them about Jesus, but they don't see us acting like Jesus. We tell them about Jesus, but they see us acting like the world. Nah, the world ain't gonna tell me to act, come to church, act like Jesus. Look what they doing. What they do. Because what happens is this, it's spiritual. I mentioned many times we engage in a spiritual we engage in a spiritual warfare. Satan, because the Bible says the god of this world has blinded the minds of those who are lost. Talking about Satan, the small g god. He always tries to get them to focus on the people who are not saved, to focus on negative things. He's a negative Satan. You know how people say, like father, like son? That's just the way it is. People say, well, we're all God's children. That's not true. Jesus said, told us that in John chapter 8. He told the Pharisees, if God was your father, you would do the thing, you know. He told them, you are of your father, the devil. So people who are not saved, and listen to this, we are all God's creation. But to make God father, we have to choose. He said, I said before you, life or death, blessing and cursing. Choose what? Life. So you and your seed should be what? Can be what? Blessed. But Jesus told the Pharisees in John chapter 8, he said, you are of your father, the devil, and the things of your father you will do. That's why people who are out in the world, they doing worldly things. Why? Because that's what Satan always did. Once he got kicked out. So he watches us with a negative eye. They don't look at us and say, well, that's a Christian. I want to be like that person. No. They watch it with a negative eye. They're a Christian. I'm going to wait till they mess up. That's the world's way. But how many of you know the Bible says we are in the world, but we are not of the world. And so we cannot live the world way. We have to live the kingdom way. We have to see things like God sees them through the eyes of Jesus. Why? Because he is our example. And don't you know that that's the main problem that Jesus had with the scribes and the Pharisees? I mean, they could talk the talk, but they wouldn't walk the walk. You know, we used to have a saying, I know many of you probably remember this saying back in the day, oh, you just talking loud and saying nothing. Anybody remember that? I mean, somebody had a song, hey, that's right. There was a song out there back there in the early, 70s? I had to ask Bono, you know, because he's way back there in the time. Well, I have a new phrase, talking loud and doing nothing. Talking loud and doing nothing. Christians talking that talk. And the Pharisees and the scribes were like that. They could talk, but they did not walk the walk. Jesus had a problem with them. That's why he had such a problem with them. And how many of you know Jesus had a name for them back then, the scribes and the Pharisees? He called them hypocrites. Jesus gave them that name. Oh, you hypocrites. Why? Because they did a lot of talking, but they didn't do the walking. They used to try to put everybody else in bondage with their religion. In other words, they were overly religious. You ever know anybody like that? They're just straight up religious. And like I've said before, you know, there's a difference between religion and Christianity. Religion always focuses on the negative. But Christianity always focuses on the positive, what we have through Christ Jesus. When religion says you can't do that, you shouldn't do that, you always find a fault. Christianity say you can do this through Christ. You can have that through Christ, through Christ, through Christ, through Christ. That's motivating. That's motivating to know we can do things through Christ. I can do all things through Christ. God should supply all my needs. That's the Christian way. But the Pharisee was always negative, trying to put people in bondage. And once they get them in bondage, they add pressure on them to keep them in bondage. The Pharisees were trying to please man to elevate themselves. That's why Jesus didn't care much for them. Yes, they were teachers of the law, but they never taught the truth. When it came to God, they always had their own doctrine. That's why Jesus said, oh, you know, and they always try to catch Jesus in a trap. Jesus, I know Moses said this, but what do you say? But how many know Jesus was always ready for them? They couldn't handle Jesus because Jesus talked the talk and he walked the walk. That's what we need to be doing. The Pharisees, the religious people, the scribes, the legal people, they knew the law. But they were always being self-righteous. And some Christians do it today. They talk to people about scripture to make themselves look good. Well, you know, the Lord, and they make put themselves on. Oh, that brother knows some scripture. Oh, he knows. That's what Christians do. When they hear someone say, "Oh, that's a smart brother. Oh, that's a smart sister. She knows the scripture." I do. I do really know it. No, that's not the purpose of it. The purpose is to tell somebody else about Jesus so they can be saved. That's what it's all about. But Jesus, when Jesus talked to the scribes and the Pharisees, he told the people, he said, listen to what they say, but don't do what they do. Let me show you a scripture. Go to Matthew chapter 28, Matthew chapter 23. Are y'all still with me this morning? It's all about becoming the best Christians that we can become. That's the purpose of church, really. So we can come together to learn about how to be a Christian and to look at the examples of Jesus so we can learn how to follow those examples. That's what coming to church is all about. But many people put everything else before the word. How many of you know the word of God can do what it needs to do by itself? Yeah, everything else is good. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I like praise. I like worship. I like all these things. But if I had a choice to have all of this or just the words, look, just give me the word. Just give me the word. Because this is the only thing that Satan can't stand up against. He don't care how much you shout, how much you dance, how much you sing. He'll just wait for you to finish. But when it comes to this word, he cannot stand up against the word of God. You think I'm joking? That's Jesus. Jesus said, "It is written." Satan said, "What about this?" Jesus said, "It is written." What about this? Jesus said, "It is written." The Bible says Satan left him alone. Now, you know why he left him alone? He can't stand up against the word. This is what we need. Are y'all still with me? Are you in Matthew chapter 23? I remember many, many years ago, a friend of mine, I invited him to church. We were at two churches ago. I invited him to church. He said, he asked me a question. That's fine. You know, it's fine. He asked me a question. He said, how is the choir? I mean, there ain't nothing wrong with that. He basically said, how's the choir? I said, well, hey, you know, I don't know if we even had musicians at that time. I think we might have just had CDs or something. I think I was trying to be Israel Horton or somebody like that. He came, this was several years ago. He came to church. He came. He sat there. About 15 minutes later, looked at his watch, and he left. Didn't stay for the word. Good friend of mine. I saw him Monday. Hey, man, I know you came to church today, but I saw you leave early. oh yeah, I really had to go, had something to do. No, he had nothing to do. He came to church for the wrong reason. See, if you come to church for the wrong, if you come to church to get goosebumps, you're there for the wrong reason. This is what we need right here. This is what we need to come to church to get, and to fellowship with one another, and encourage one another. Now, don't get me wrong, praise and worship is great. You know, a lot of times, you know, people need, I need that. It sets the atmosphere. Well, I like to have that, but I don't need it. But guess what? We need this. Are y'all still with me? Amen. So let's get back to the scribes and the Pharisees. We got to come for the right reason. Look at chapter 23. This is Jesus talking. He said, Jesus spoke to the multitude, verse 1. Jesus spoke to the multitude and said to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. You know, I don't want to get too deep into Moses' seat, but he's talking about they were in a position of authority, okay? They were in a position of authority. He says, and therefore, verse number 3, whatsoever they tell you, that you observe and do. Whatever they tell you to do, you do it, you know, because they was reading, you know, the law. He says, but do not you after their word. In other words, do what they say, because they're reading the legal laws. He said, but don't do what they do. Are y'all still with me? Do what they say, but don't do what they do. And then he says here, for they bind heavy burdens, verse 4, and grievous to the born, and lay them on men's shoulder. In other words, they put people in bondage, and they do nothing to help them get out of bondage. But they themselves will not move them with one finger. And then he said in verse number 5, but all their works they do for to be seen of who? Men. They make broad their phylacteries. Let me tell you what a phylactery was. Phylactery was a little square leather box that they used to wear around their neck or on their arms that had text or scripture inside of it. He said, once again, verse 5, but all that works they do for to be seen of men, they make broad their phylacteries and enlarge the borders of their garments. And they love these uppermost rooms at feast. They want to be seen. And the chief seats in the synagogue. And greetings in the markets, and to be called of men, Rabbi, Rabbi. That means my master. They want to be called master. We're talking about the religious people, the scribes and the Pharisees. But look what Jesus says. But be not you called Rabbi. In other words, don't you call them master. For there is only one what? Master. Do y'all see that? Even Christ and all you are brethren. And then he said, call no man your father upon the earth, for one is your father which is in heaven. Neither be ye called masters, for there is only one master. His name is Jesus. Now I want to go to verse 9 before people don't stop calling their father, father. That's not what Jesus is talking about. It's not what he's talking about. He's not saying don't call your father, father. But what he's saying is that there's really one heavenly father. There's only one man, one person in control, and it's God. Don't put man before God. That's what he's saying. People say, I'm not going to call my father, father. The Bible says don't call him father. That's not what Jesus is talking about. See, that's why we need to come to church, so we can get some revelation on what the word of God is talking about. Are y'all still with me? So that's the scribes and the Pharisees. He says, talking about the master, look at verse 11, but he that is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whosoever shall exalt himself shall be brought down. And he that shall humble himself shall be what? Exalted. As ambassadors, we don't go out to look good in front of man, to impress man with our biblical knowledge. That's not the role of it. We humble ourselves and go talk to them about Jesus, the King of Kings, that he died for them so they can have the opportunity to be saved. And then when we tell them that, we have to be a living example so they can see Jesus in us. I got about five minutes to go. In us. See. The Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees, they never practiced what they preached. They never did. All they did was put people in bondage. But how many of you know Jesus always practiced what he preached? And because he is our living example, we should always practice what we preach. If we say it, people need to see it in us. And I mean, sometimes you don't need to say anything. People will see Jesus in you, and you don't have to open your mouth. Just by your actions. They watch you. Something different about that person. They don't act like everybody else. What makes you different than everybody else? This is what Christians do. So you're different than anybody else. What makes you different? The Holy Spirit have just set you up to witness about Jesus. But you know what we do? I mean, you're just different. You see, you look so happy today. Why are you so happy? Well, the sun is shining bright. No. I mean, you might be happy because the sun is shining, but that's your opportunity. The Holy Spirit is working in us to get us to bring people to Jesus. When they ask us questions, that's the time, oh, you know what? Because I'm saved. And they may even ask you, what must I do to be saved? And now you can tell them how to be saved. But we tell them every reason other than Jesus. Well, I feel good today because, you know, no. I mean, they came to you so you could witness to them. And we still, I don't know why Christians do that. We are ambassadors for Christ. We have to take advantage of the opportunity. You know, when Jesus healed a lot of people in the Bible, when he blessed them, he said, go tell, don't tell anyone. Y'all remember that? Now this is the revelation I got. You may have something else. But there was the revelation, you know, Jesus said, make sure you don't go tell anyone. Well, there was two things that came to me. This is me, Ron, chapter 8, verse 89. The first thing is that he didn't want nobody to get in his way because he was just too busy doing things. That's number one. I'm still trying to figure this thing out. I ask Jesus when I see him. The second reason is because, you know, when you say, don't tell nobody, they're going to go tell somebody anyway. I believe it's that one. He said, don't make sure that no man know it. Okay, Jesus. Hey, guess what Jesus just did? I mean, listen to this. The word about Jesus had to get out. Because the Bible says a couple of times that the blind man came to Jesus. How can they come to him? They can't even see him. But they found him. Because they probably told whoever was leading them, take me to see Jesus. Because they heard of him. Are y'all still with me? As Christians, I'm getting ready to close. We have a different focus as ambassadors. And if we focus the way the world focuses, we would never be able to bring people to Jesus. But we have to focus on the kingdom, kingdom living. I want you to go with me to Colossians chapter 3, and I'm going to be done. I have a minute and 16 seconds. Colossians chapter 3. I have to change my focus. I have to be the ambassador that God chose me to be. You know, in this world, Sometimes we have to work hard to get a promotion. Anybody been trying to get a promotion in your job and you seem like you can't get the promotion? Sometimes it takes a while for them to come. But how many of you know that when you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you got promoted just like that to be an ambassador of Christ? Just by accepting Jesus, you became a high official. Now it's time to put what we was chosen to be to work. We have to change our focus. Look at Colossians chapter 3. We were there earlier. We're back at it again. I want you to go all the way over to verse number 22. It says, servants. First of all, before I read this, is there anyone here who is not a servant? Okay. All right. I just want to make sure we're talking to the right people. Amen. It says, servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. Not with what? Eye service. Are you all there? As what? Who? Men pleasers. But in singleness of heart, fearing God. The word fear means reverence. It doesn't mean to be scared of God. It says, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. See that? Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance. For you serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he has done, and there is no respect of persons. Amen? In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1, the Apostle Paul says, follow me as I follow Christ. As Christians, if we are not following Christ, we should not want anyone to follow us. Because it's not God's way. God's way is for us to lead people to Jesus. Stand to your feet. God's plan for us is to be the best ambassadors that we can be. That means that as children of God, we're not saved just for ourselves. We are saved to lead other people to Jesus also. So if we talk the talk, we have to walk the walk. Now, don't get me wrong, we're not perfect. We all make mistakes from time to time. But that's why Jesus, one of the many reasons why Jesus died for us. We just need to repent, get up, and get back on the trail. Continue to follow Jesus. Because as I've already said, the only Jesus that the world will see is Christians. It's the only Jesus they're going to see. I want you to just examine your own selves. And I want you to ask yourself a question. Am I being the ambassador that Jesus chose me to be? Or am I still being self-righteous and trying to impress people? The only person who can answer that question is you. But I'm here to tell you, there are so many people out in this world who don't know Jesus. They're lost. Especially clean. They're walking all over the place. And as an ambassador for Christ, we can make a difference. We can make a difference. But the only way we can make a difference, instead of just talking the talk, we have to walk the walk. Amen? Somebody give God a hand praise because he's worthy.